literally start immediately.
A wee mowit.
I can start immediately.
A wee mowit. How you like that, dude?
A wee mowit. We on, mate.
I found out something fucked up. I didn't. You know Alex Walsh, the America's Most Wanted?
Yeah.
You know his origin story?
His son, right?
Cut his son's head off, bro.
Someone cut his son's head off?
Yeah. Someone. Who did? That's how he got started.
Who did?
His son was in a mall playing video. Like, they were like, put the Atari out. And, like, all these older boys were playing Atari, and his mom was shopping and was like, yeah, go play video games with the older boys. So Billy Walsh just, like, stood by and just, like, watched these kids play, and the kids got in a fight. So people in the mall were like, oh, kids, get out of here, made him go outside. So he didn't speak up for himself. He wasn't like, I'm not really with these guys. So they all went outside, and the older kids left, and someone lured Billy Walsh into a van with candy, and then, like, 4 days later, they found his decapitated head. And that's how America's Most Wanted started, with Alex Walsh. His son got fucking decapitated, dude.
His son got beheaded?
He found his son's head.
Damn. His son fell for the candy in the van.
And then he got fucking rich. Yeah, his son fell for the candy in the van.
The old van candy.
And that dude built a fucking empire. The guy became a star.
Yeah.
He basically, like, bullied that show. He, like, went through Congress, passed a bunch of bills, and then, like, bullied his way onto a show.
Yeah.
And sold the rights to a movie.
When life hands you beheaded kids.
Yeah, dude. Make life lemonade, hands you dude. A head, dude.
Make lemonade.
Get paid on fucking... Dude, that was, I had no idea that guy's past was so dark.
Yeah, I knew that.
I thought he was just like a cop.
No, I remember.
That dude's just a dad.
Just a sick ass dad.
With a headless son, dude.
He's got a headless horseman, dude. He's got an Ichabod Crane. He's got a Sleepy Hollow, boy.
Someone fucking.
Holy shit.
I mean, this guy lured him in with candy of all things and then beheaded him.
Do we know he lured him with candy? Did the guy That's come clean said. And be like, it was candy?
They said, the audiobook I was listening to, they said he got lured with candy and toys. I mean, they might have looked at like mall footage of a guy just like. With a couple packs
a couple
of nerds.
Torches.
Yeah, like a football and some nerds. Like, this kid was like, all right, I guess.
How old was the kid? Do you remember?
He was like seven. He was like 6 years old or seven.
That's prime candy in a van, though.
I know. Like, I fucking got him in the van and cut his fucking head off, dude. Like, that's insane. It might have, yo, this is a fucked up theory. It could have been Alex Walsh himself.
Really?
He might have lured his own son and beheaded him, dude. He might have beheaded his own son and rose to the fucking top.
Do you think?
If you have like four sons, you can behead one of them and get paid.
Biblically.
If you're like, we got to do something about this.
Yeah, that's a tale as old as time.
If you get a beheaded son, you have a book deal instantly. Especially if you can go around and try to like hide the head somewhere good.
I'm going to make my son get into Middle Eastern journalism. So hopefully one day he gets his fucking head cut off over there.
Dude, headless son is a good fortune.
Headless son is fucking sick.
You get something.
You
for
remember
it.
What happened to Mike Myers, though? He had a headless mom.
That's true.
That dude. Turns you retarded.
That's true. You gotta, headless son just turns you into a baller.
Headless
dude.
Son turns you into a vicious fucking entrepreneur. Headless son, you're like, I'm going to take over this fucking industry.
You know, we need some prevention of headless sons in the future. That's what he did. He started like... investigating like horrible. He's basically true detective.
Investigating headless sons.
He was true detective in real life. His son got beheaded and he just was like, I gotta investigate everything.
Dude, your son getting beheaded is so fucking outrageous.
So it's almost
it's hilarious.
I was listening to an audiobook that was like not about that at all, and I had to pause it and laugh for a while. I was like, holy fucking shit. They're like, and his severed head was found 4 days later. It's like,
yeah,
Jesus dude. Christ.
Yeah, that's so fucking like, what do you even say? You're the dad. You're like, ah, fuck. Jesus
damn
Christ.
It. Yeah, that's like, I mean, you got to be like, I don't know, man.
Like, at least if your kid gets like leukemia or something, there's like a mascot will come in and play with him for a little before he dies. Like, there's cool.
Well, he had to identify it, though.
He had to, like, there's no headless son.
Do you think they put it, like, when you have to go identify your son's head, they put it, like, it out. Like a cigar box?
I bet they put the whole thing in the morgue thing and put a blanket as though there was a body.
He's like, where's the body? Like, don't lift the blanket, Mr.
Don't
Walsh.
Worry about it. He's
don't
like, there's clearly nothing there. This is just a head. Yeah, that's him. Fuck.
He's just on a scarecrow.
You like that?
Oh my god, dude. That was so fucking horrible, but it made me laugh so hard because I was like, okay, I was like, and they found his severed head. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he's like,
and this
be
book's about like the political climate in the United States about like we coddle children. So I was like,
that guy didn't.
No, that guy.
That van guy did not coddle
the guy's
children.
Making an argument for like how kids need unstructured.
Maybe he coddled him first, though.
He might have.
He might have coddled him.
I mean, I'm sure he didn't go straight to the fucking.
That'd be sick
head
if he
swipe.
Beheaded him on the spot.
Really?
He's like, you want some candy? Come in here. Yes, dude. got one.
You need, like, he had to have drug him into the woods onto a stump. You can't just behead, so you need, like, full, like, that's like ringing the bell.
Little kid, though, you can behead a kid.
Dude, it'd be hard as fuck. I cut sweet potatoes in half sometimes. You really gotta put all your weight on the knife, severing the spinal cord.
You got a full van. You can get a stump in the back of a van.
No, dude, but you can't race over your head.
You don't have, you just saw, dude.
Oh, dude, you don't think he did a clean, honorable swipe?
Well, the kid was probably,
I think he hacked his head off.
The kid was definitely asleep because of how good the dick was.
True.
Kid definitely pass out from the dickin'.
No doubt.
The dick. Damn. Good lord.
Some guy walked past like a rocking minivan. He's like, someone's getting laid. There's a guy sawing back and forth, cut off a head.
Some dude's like, yes, dude, someone's getting pussy. Dude,
imagine him driving around like, I gotta ditch this fucking head, dude. I gotta fucking...
Just tosses it out the window.
Oh, that's horrific, dude. Yeah, that fucked me up, man. The book is funny because they're putting together like a good argument for like why we that Alex Walsh is also the reason why missing kids were going on milk cartons. Apparently, missing kids are like
Alex Walsh's.
Alex Walsh built a fucking empire, dude. But he
fucking horrific empire. I know, that's, dude, built on the just the worst possible.
It's built on the bones of fucking snatched up. Oh, apparently, missing kids are like. Of course they're sensationalized because it's crazy, but like missing children are returned to their house. I think it's like 99.7% of the time. Kids go missing.
And it's usually they ran away, right?
They ran away, or worse comes to worse, it's usually a
loved one.
A loved one who has cut out of the picture. Yeah, a custody battle and they take them. So that's like, usually that. That's like the worst case most of the time. You know, sex trafficking, which is. That's probably the 0.7. And every now and again, there's a fucking...
No, there's a 0.3%.
Yeah, every now and then, there's a
straight beheaded.
Luco Brasi, dude, walking
on
around.
The spot.
Dude. If you're a black dude, you start making too much sense, they fucking
there's
elite.
A tree honky waiting, dude. He's got a high caliber rifle.
Dude, I got weird looks in my job the other day for saying cracker.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Why
would you expect that? Did it happen? Because
the one person came and they were like, they didn't know if it was me or the other guy. And they're like, yeah, she said like it was like a white guy she worked with. And I was like, man, that's motherfucking crack ass, blah, blah. And I said the guy's name, and then he started laughing, and the girl was just like,
was she white?
Both of them were white. And she was just like,
well, then what the fuck?
Well, it's getting a little bit, you guys are getting a little delirious. I'm like, I can say fuck it. Dude, I got my girlfriend yelled at me for saying Dago the other day. I was like, white on white racism. I can take that. I'm like, I can't say the N-word, but I can say Dago. It's within my right.
It is.
It's the only right I have left.
God given right.
It's my God given right. Dude, so I started.
Dago's fucking stink.
She tried to give me, she was like, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, would you fucking stop with that right now?
She tried to fucking woke you on Dago's.
She tried to shame me.
She tried to fucking shield the Dago's.
She tried to, dude. And I was like, shut up. Because I was making fun of her vampire. She's watching Vampire Diaries again from the beginning, and it fucking bothers me.
Oof.
So I walked in, she was like, I was like, I fucking hate this character. And she was like, why don't you like him? I'm like, he's a fucking Dago.
I'm not trying to shit on you, lady. But yes, that should bother you.
It bothers the fuck out of me, dude. She's like, I just like it. I'm like, there's a million other fucking... I made her watch season one of True Detectives just to like try to fucking cleanse her palate of the bullshit. Loved it. She loved it.
Yeah, if you don't like season one of True Detective.
Dude, it was fantastic. I'm trying to cleanse her palate. But yeah, so she was mad that I was making fun of her show, so she took up for the fucking WAPs, dude. She's like, oh, she fucking stood up for them. She fucking slammed her drum in my face, dude.
Greasy, hook-nosed fucking Dago wops, dude. If you're Italian, listen to this. Turn it off, dude. We don't want you fucking... Try to use your fucking touchscreen, but those greasy fingers, you're probably stuck, dude.
Oh, my God.
Unless you got some flour on it from fucking flipping dough, you fucking...
Fucking bending spaghetti,
pizza,
dude.
Pizza monkey motherfuckers.
Yo, Jesus Christ. Yeah, my dad calls Italian spaghetti benders. He said it to me the other day. I was like, what?
Spaghetti benders. That's
He's like, yeah,
nice.
We're going to a bender joint. And I was like, what? He's like, spaghetti benders.
That's British for gay.
What, bender?
A bender.
Why is it called a bender?
I guess because you bend over. Yeah, I guess. That's what I always thought.
Oh, my God.
Borat has a video where he goes to a... Like a white supremacist heavy metal thing.
Oh my God.
And he's in there talking to him and he's like, you've got the mustache of a bender. I know, it's Bruno. He's Bruno. And he's like, yeah, I'm gay. He's like, what? You're fucking gay. He's out front. You watch the clip. It's great.
Oh, English white supremacists are so fucking
funny.
He
finds a white supremacist that's waiting for a bus He's just sitting there with his shirt off, skinhead, just sitting there. He's clearly drunk.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Bruno
actually
sits next to him. He's like, "What's the most like dangerous thing you've ever done?" And the guy's like, "I don't know. I guess I walked through a tent of bears." He's like, "You what?" He's like, "I walked through bears." He's like, "I'm gay." He says something. He's like, "Do you have any advice to Sweden's gay community?" He's like, "Yeah, don't be fucking gay." Like, yeah, hell yeah. This is so good.
Dude, him having that wrestling match where those two guys started making out is fucking funny.
Oh my God.
Thing in the world.
They talked about that on ONA.
Did they? Really?
On Opie and Anthony. It was like, bro, they built a tunnel. So they could escape.
They escaped, dude.
Yeah.
That was
boys in Arkansas, I think.
They probably started fighting each other, dude.
Yeah.
If those dudes witness homosexuality, it's like, do you ever see when like two stray cats see another cat and they get aggressive and have to fight? That probably fucked them up, dude.
Damn, you look good.
Thank you, bro.
You look
good. Oh, dude,
how's the diet?
Dude, so I came off the plant-based, ready to eat some meat, and I'm like, started eating it, and I was just kind of like,
not for you.
You lose your appetite for it. No, I'm eating it here and there, but it's not like, I don't know. It's weird. I don't really like it as much.
I did keep, I fell off.
You fell?
Yeah, I've fallen a couple times.
Damn.
Went to the plush Super Bowl party, dude.
True.
Think I'm going to stay keto? Come
true
on.
True. Were you just like snorting cocaine off a chicken wing and you eat the wing?
I was just crushing Bud Light.
That's fucking awesome.
I mean, I don't want to drop names, but some heavy hitters were there.
Yeah, you're rubbing elbows.
I was at
dude.
An Impractical Joker's house. And I noticed I was the only one drinking Bud Light.
Yeah, there's definitely some
Bud
Light.
And he had like a 20
up.
Pack in the fridge. I was the only one drinking it.
So what was the Beer Works in there?
People were more liquor. He had a good liquor selection.
Damn.
There weren't not many people were drinking. It was a bunch of comics.
True.
So they all kind of
vaping.
They're either like, yeah, everyone smoked.
Yeah.
But they're all you either booze or you definitely don't.
True.
And most of them didn't.
True that.
But it was fun though.
So you had all the BLs yourself.
I crushed almost all the BL. There were three left. And I was like, I'm the only one drinking these.
What did the Impractical Joker say about that?
Practical Joker was chill, dude.
He probably loved it.
Yeah, he was just running around. He was tending to the party.
He's probably so happy someone drank those BLs.
I crushed them. It was the Super Bowl, dude. You think I'm not going to drink BLs?
Exactly. I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it? You missed a fucking dud.
Protested it.
Super Bowl sucked.
I was pissed that fucking Maroon 5 performed. I was pissed at Travis Scott. And I couldn't turn it on. I actually went food shopping.
You would have liked the intro. They fucking reversed it. They made two black chicks sing God Bless America,
I did see that.
I couldn't hear it. The Impractical Joker was blasting Wu-Tang most of the time.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Wait, so they forced to... Oh, those black ladies were getting shit because they took the gig and they were getting paid off it. That did cause a rift in the black community.
I bet.
The black community was a buzz when those two ladies... Travis Scott didn't really catch much flack. But yeah, those two black ladies, people are like, how dare they? It's like, dude, they're performing at the fight. If the Super Bowl even like wanted you to carry the chains for like $1,500, you'd go do it.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. That shit's that was crazy. Yeah. But you know.
It was funny that they did that though. Made two black ladies sing the national anthem. It's like, yeah.
I mean, that
what
is
do you think of that?
That is when you talk about like 75-year-old white dudes in there squashing a fucking PR bug. It's like, well, I got an idea.
Make a couple of them sing it.
I mean, Adam Levine kind of looked like an Aryan Brotherhood guy.
True.
They had him just fucking, his shirt off.
Is Levine a WAP name?
Who knows, dude?
He struck me as a bit of a WAP.
You think Levine? I'll look it up right now. I'm going fucking J.
You think he's a J?
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Maybe an Italian J. Rare, but that's who funded the Renaissance.
Levine. Dude, that shit was cracking me up, man. But I got back into the school kids, those boys down in D.C.
Oh, shit.
Dude.
Nice.
I didn't even know there's a short video. Shane, it's those Israelites.
The black Israelites.
Might be the funniest people that ever have lived.
Imagine them in a roast battle.
I mean, I was on the toilet this morning taking a shit. It was like 7:45. I'm taking a dump. Just fuck, like my eyes are fucking like still crusty, and I'm scrolling down Reddit, and I see that it was like the real story behind it, and apparently those dudes were screaming at the Native Americans.
Yeah.
Did you hear what they were saying?
Yeah, they're like, the reason your guys' country's gone is because you worship totem poles.
Because you worship fucking rams and sheep.
Yeah.
God took your land. And then did you hear when the black dude yells back at him? Some like civilian black dude walks up and is like, says something like, shut the fuck up, Uncle Tom, motherfucker. Fuck you, Uncle Tom. And then a Native American dude comes up. Guy called him fucking Uncle Tomahawk, dude. He called him fucking Uncle Tomahawk. Dude, I'm on the toilet this morning. I was like, bah!
I started Uncle Tomahawk?
I started fucking, I was literally, dude, it was full Shao Kahn, dude. I was sitting on my fucking throat. I was like, excellent.
I mean, that's a dagger, dude.
He called him fucking Uncle, and it was on the spot, too. This guy, like, he put that together on the spot. He's like, Uncle Tomahawk. And he, like, you see him back up. He goes, that's what he's Uncle Tomahawk. He had to put it on the record. Dude, Uncle Tomahawk. I was at work today, and I would start laughing. And so I'm like, what's so funny? I'm like, nothing.
I mean, these guys are. Do you think they think it's funny?
They're just getting. Dude, imagine if you could go around and say whatever the fuck you wanted.
Yeah, but, like, do you think they're saying it? Because obviously they have a message that they want out.
Sure.
But, like, the Uncle Tomahawk is such a funny fucking line that, like, these guys have to be hilarious.
I mean, the guy clearly is.
That guy's hilarious.
He came up with that on the spot.
I wonder if Westboro Baptists are funny at all. I bet they drop some fucking dimes every once in a while.
I mean, you'd have to watch them, dude.
Dead soldiers.
Someone
funeral.
Needs to follow these guys. Yeah, when they go, they probably do.
they drop every once in a while. Westboro drops a fucking dime.
Someone's over like, how could they're like? Pfft.
Actually, that was speaking of fat hipsters, how about that fucking pussy who?
Oh my god,
fucking
dude.
Turned on Louis, dude.
Dude, it wasn't even just him. Well, that was lame as fuck. It was Tig Notaro, dude.
Tig gave him
Tig's,
the spot.
Tig's got cum on her hands, dude. She rose through fucking Louis.
She might have some cum on
She's
her hands.
She's got, there's cum on her hands, dude.
She rose through Louis and now definitely feels obligated to distance herself, which is really fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck.
She's seen the ropes, dude. She was probably
you think
in
she
a,
saw a rope.
She was probably in a robe, dude. It's like True Detective season one. And there's all these dudes in robes and animal masks, and like they pulled off the thing. And like, it's oh my
Louis.
God, she's there. Is Louis?
You think Tig
there's
was watching.
Tig sitting there? Yeah, dude.
Think Tig saw Louis rope?
Yeah, dude. That was fucking. That was probably like some dark.
She would have written about that.
True.
Right away.
She probably curses. She probably rues the fucking
wishes.
Sky that she didn't see those ropes.
If
fly,
she would have seen a
dude.
Rope, you know how much more popular she'd be?
She probably wakes up from a dream with like a rope slinking through the air. Like, oh my god, give me my keyboard. I'm going to write the fucking.
Please.
I'm going to go to BuzzFeed.
It's not real.
Oh god. I used to have dreams like that where I think I had like all the sugary cereal and I'd wake up and run downstairs and be like, fuck.
Oh,
fucking regular kicks.
Oh, fucking
I used to have
kicks?
Cereal dreams, yeah.
You had cereal dreams?
I would have dreams where I had like Count Chocula, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and wake up like, fuck, oh yes, and open a thing and like, mother.
I know it goes without saying, but I put a hurting on cereal.
You had sugary cereal?
No, my parents never bought sugary
cereal.
Mom
wouldn't buy it.
But if I went to someone's house who had it,
no doubt,
you
dude.
Best believe I'm fucking eating that
no
box,
No fucking
dude.
Doubt. Woo! Reese's Puffs, dude?
If someone comes in with Reese's, it's over.
Reese's Puffs hit me like fucking crack hit the black community.
Dude, I think the government administered
it. Was like the
it.
Early 90s Reese's Puffs hit me.
Government administered Reese's Puffs. That's a fair claim, dude. They knew the white man was taking... The white man was too powerful.
Yeah, dude.
They had to put the young white youth back in its place.
Dude, that fucked me up.
That was the Jays.
Do you think they hit me?
The Jays realized that the white man was growing too strong.
Yeah.
And they gave black people crack. Dude.
Yep.
And they gave the white man Reese's Puffs.
Dude, I was playing both sides
now
of the ball.
Diabetes.
I was playing both sides of the ball in eighth grade, and they hit me with Reese's Puffs. I'm like Earl Miller, dude. I'm like the GOAT, dude. I got like the eighth grade football. I'm like, what's up, y'all? I can still run like a 6 second 40. Yeah, like, God damn, that guy's flying.
Yeah, the Reese's, without a doubt.
That hit me hard, dude.
I guarantee if you go up the line, go up the ladder of who makes Reese's Puffs, there's a J at the top, dude.
That was evil, dude.
Do you think the Jews control cereal?
For sure. I mean, that's a fact. Dude, look at the food pyramid we used to have.
Who built the pyramids?
4 to 6 grain. True that.
The J's.
No, well, they had to.
Yeah, they built it, though.
The old food pyramids are like 4 to 6 servings of grains.
Yeah.
A fucking day.
Dude, you're talking to a keto god.
Dude.
Talking to a keto legend.
I've saw this before. We used to have fucking candy on the food pyramid. One serving of candy. And everyone was like, well, I remember being little and being like, I gotta have a little candy.
You gotta have your candy.
Top of
you
the fucking
have
pyramid.
Your pops, dude.
We got fully fucking Decepticon.
I can't believe that we just fucking uncovered this.
What, the food pyramid?
No, that the Jays
invented Reese's
cereal.
To fucking take me out of eighth grade football.
They knew what was going to happen. This country wasn't ready for a white cornerback. You were about to lock down.
They fucking sidelined me, dude.
I don't like it.
I fucking hate it, dude.
This sucks. This what? Episode fucking, nah, it's fucking sucks. Awesome, I hate it.
I'm just laughing that Tig's got fucking cum on her hands, dude.